power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic, and Native.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Black, Hispanic.
Every Saturday morning, you need to be tuning in. Wake up, get crust out your eyes. We about to go live, so come get the schooling in. About our oppression, we answer the questions like, how do we get out this lower state? We let the script prophesy. We bringing the Bible to life so that you relate. The world thinks we're rejects, but that word we reject. Watch and we'll show you. Precept upon precept, line upon line, the script say with the greatest, and they can't debate it. Salvation is only for the blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah.
Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
It sounds low.
Yeah, blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Power, power.
It's the one.
Power, power.
It's the who.
Power, power.
Yeah, yeah. Blacks, Hispanics, and Natives.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Power Hour, Native Latin and Black Lost History and Biblical Topics. I am your host, Captain Aparium.
Soldier Zerubbabel.
Soldier Caleb.
All right. We're a little slow-mo today, but we got it. It's all good. It's all good, man. It's a wonderful day, man. All praises to the Most High God for blessing us with another Sabbath, another high holy day. Let's never forget that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. All right. And we are to always celebrate the high holy days with joy and gladness. That was one of the reasons why, when you read Deuteronomy 28, why we went into captivity and into slavery. One of the many reasons, right?
Right.
Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. I know we overlooked that, man, but we're, even if things are going bad, man, in your house and in your life, listen, we're Israelites, man. And once you really accept that and embrace that, you're going to realize that with that title, with wonderful gift that he's given us, comes a lot of trials and tribulations. Matter of fact, give me that in Paul, man. Give me that in Paul. All right. Here's what a lot of us fail to realize, all right, because again, this is where the Spirit is moving. This has nothing to do with the topic, but you know what? It is what it is, right? We have the platform now. We're going to bring it out because we're out to help our brothers and sisters, right? That's what the mission is. It's not about me, all right? And the classes is about the Most High God and using me to bring out the word, his gospel, his scriptures, all right? Because it's about edifying our people, all right? And making sure that they stay the course, all right, and that they endure unto the end, like this scripture here says. Go ahead.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 14 and verse 22,
mm-hmm.
confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith.
Uh-huh.
That we must.
Go ahead.
Through much tribulation. Enter into the kingdom of God.
So we ain't going to get the kingdom like that, brothers and sisters. We are not. Before I continue on that, welcome to everybody, brothers and sisters. Shalom, happy Sabbath again to our first-time viewers. Shalom, happy Sabbath. Welcome. All right. And we appreciate your support. Thank you. Like, share, comment, subscribe. Help us get to that. I think we're trying to get to, what, the 10K?
Yes, sir.
Let's try to get to that 10K, man. We're a little bit there, a little bit away from there, man. Let's keep sharing this. All right. You never know what may come out of this class that may wake up a family member, a friend, somebody that you've been talking to about the truth, all right? And guess what? It may even change you to start seeing things differently and to understand what I'm bringing out now. Read it again from the top.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 14 and verse 22.
Read it.
Confirming the souls of the disciples.
Confirming the souls of the disciples. All right, y'all heard me all from y'all who've been watching the show and watch me teach. I say that life is spiritual. It's a spirit. Our bodies are just a box to walk to, so that the spirit could walk around it. That's the way the Most High, they're the vessel that the Most High chose for our spirit, which is what it's a spiritual world, man. All right. But we have to deal with carnal things.
And right? Exhorting them to continue in the faith.
Exhorting them. This is what I'm doing now. This is what we all need to do to each other. Exhort each other to do what?
To continue in the faith.
To continue in the faith, regardless of what he's going to talk about next. Go ahead.
And that we
must. This ain't the Christian church. This ain't Christianity. This ain't you go ahead and give me your alms and I'll send you a little handkerchief and you good. Right? Y'all know that commercial, man. Right? I'm going to send you this little thing and you're good. You send me whatever you have left from your savings and you're going to be good. This ain't that BS. This is the real deal. Go ahead.
That we must, through much tribulation.
How come your pastors ain't telling you that? How come everything is all hunky-dory for when it comes to them, right? Yeah, for them it is, in this evil world that they're perpetuating in, right? $10,000 suits, 10 homes, boats, 2 boats, yachts, 7 cars, all right? Their family ain't dealing with it. Their family has the best education. They're talking about our people that are pastors. And you're still there hoping to achieve the lie that he's been perpetuating to each and every one of you in their congregations. How come he ain't telling you this? How come he ain't telling you when you go to him, Pastor, how come I'm going through this? How come he ain't telling you? Because you're an Israelite. Because of Deuteronomy 28. Because Paul said we must. Even if you take away Deuteronomy 28, how come he ain't telling you this?
That's right.
We must, through much tribulation, do what?
Enter into the kingdom of God.
No, their way of you entering into the kingdom of God that they preach is by you giving alms. It's all about money with them, and they're leading the sheep astray, man. That's all in the scriptures. How come they ain't telling you what I'm going to go over here shortly and been going over? This is episode 4, by the way, of the invention of the Negro and Caucasian people. Right? How come he ain't telling you that those titles are all inventions? That who we believe we are and who we believe the other nations are all inventions. All part of the big plot to keep us asleep. How come he ain't telling you that? How come they don't go here? Because they're taught not to go here in their wicked-ass cemetery schools. And they don't want to lose their freaking seat, just like the Pharisees. And they don't want to lose their lifestyle. Because this is their kingdom right now. They don't believe there's a kingdom of heaven. Because if God darn it, if you believe there's a kingdom of heaven, you'll be preaching it the right way. There's no way in the world you can have this Bible in your possession and not know that the word Israel is mentioned 2,847 times that something ain't right. This Bible has to be for one particular nation and one nation only. You can't read Genesis 2 and 7 that made man from the dust of the ground and not think that everybody was dark-skinned.
Right?
You can't read Revelation 1, 14, 15 and not tell me that you don't or Daniel 10 and 6 or Daniel 7 where it talks about Christ with woolly hair, the Most High with woolly hair being the Ancient of Days. It describes Christ. How are you going to sit there and look at your brothers and sisters that you claim are, unless they don't give their alms, then they ain't your brothers and sisters. Then they're evil and wicked, right?
Right.
Well, a man robbed God.
Right. Exactly. And not know that this is in our book. Not look at the times, at the events, of things that are going on in the world, and not know that this is our book. That we're God's chosen. How could you do that, man? It's disgusting, bro.
Right.
And they're going to pay. The Most High is going to make them pay lovely. There's plenty of scriptures on that. You finished that?
Yes, sir.
Read it one more time, and then we'll get into the topic.
This is the book of Acts, chapter 14 and verse 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God.
Okay, and we talk about that tribulation that the Bible's talk about you as a repentant. On the process of repenting.
Right.
That's right.
All right? Because if you're still a Negro out on the street, a spick out on the street, nah, man. Osai ain't dealing with you like that. You need to repent. First step, according to 1 Kings 8:46 to 49, is you must bethink yourself, meaning you must remember, based on the scriptures, based on the curses, based on the prophecy, all right, that we are the children of God. That's the first step because, again, you cannot repent as a black, Hispanic, or Native American.
Right.
Because you don't find that in the Bible.
Yeah, where's that gate at,
Cap? Yeah, where's that gate at? Matter of fact, get that real quick. Give me what the 12 gates say. Give me that in Revelation.
Book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 12.
I don't know. Spirit moving me to bring out some other stuff. I don't know if we're going to get into this class, man. I don't know. Maybe it's high time, man.
And had a wall and high.
Let's talk about the kingdom, all right? The gates. Go ahead.
And had 12 gates.
12 gates. Go ahead.
And at the gates, 12 angels.
12 angels. Go ahead.
And names written thereon.
Uh-huh.
Of? Which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Where are the names of the 12 earth, wind, and fire band?
Children of Israel.
The of the 12 African Americans.
Children of Israel.
12 Puerto Ricans.
Children of Israel.
Uh-huh. That's it?
Yes, sir.
Of the children of Israel. You go. You try to go there, which you ain't going to even make it that far, but try to go there as a Puerto Rican,
right,
as a Cuban, Dominican, as a Native American. They're going to say, I never knew thee. Shing. If you make it there, you boy.
That's some terrible words to hear.
Terrible right. words to hear. I never knew thee. Who are you? Who is you?
Right.
Okay? Come on, man. Revelation 7 says that the 12,000 from each of the 12 tribes, making up 144,000, need to be sealed. It don't say the 12,000 African-American, 12,000 Hispanics, 12,000 Native Americans. It don't say the 12,000 Edomites who are the Caucasians. It don't say the 12,000 Elamites who are the East Indians. It don't say the 12,000 Ishmaelites who are the Arabs. It don't say none of that crap. Mm. Why ain't our pastors teaching this? Hey, Christians, this is the New Testament. Y'all love you some revelations, right? But don't know a darn god thing about it. Y'all don't know that this is a huge parable that unless you have understanding, you ain't never going to figure out.
That's right.
And you come in here with this BS? Are you kidding me? All right, let's get into the topic, man. I'll get off my soapbox, man. See this? See what I have, man? Because some of you might be saying, yo, I do. Nah, man, listen. Listen. I know where I was, and I know where I am now. And though I do have much tribulation and have endured that over the many years I've been in this truth, I still have a smile. I told the brothers this morning, happy Sabbath, right? Because we're supposed to be happy.
That's right.
Exactly.
Right? It's the day of gladness. It's the one day where we could really separate, unplug from the evil that we are that we've encountered during the week and be amongst like spirits. That's why it's important to congregate. That crap of congregating from home, man, that's BS. That's not scriptural.
At all.
And there's many reasons. Everything. See, y'all, when y'all come out with that BS, with any BS, y'all don't realize that you're going contrary to the Lord as much as you're saying you love the Lord. Because the Bible clearly says we're commanded to congregate. Okay, bring it.
And it say, how can you love God and you don't love your brother? You're supposed to love the brotherhood.
Right.
How you going to love the brotherhood from home?
Check it out. I'll go even further with the same statement you said. How could you say you love God and you've never seen him, but you hate your brother that you see all the time or sister?
Right.
Meditate on that for a minute. All right, because it's very, you know why you say that? I'm going to tell you why people say that. Because in their mind, in their deep soul, they think Most High God is an imagination. They really do.
Right.
They really do. Because if we're bringing out the words from this Bible, right, straight from the same Bible you have, I don't give a doggone how much these other versions try to change it around. We learn, man, we'll still teach you. We'll teach you with your Bible.
Right.
That's right.
The Mega 2000 translation. They got them. I'm not even kidding. I got that whole list right here. Okay. How many translations? The True South Set You Free version. You damn right it's going to set you free, but if you don't know the truth, it's going to kill you too.
That's right.
All right? How could you refute we're coming from the Holy Bible? And we're coming from a version that is known by scholars to be the most thorough and most accurate version.
That's right. Right.
The scrutiny that the King James Bible went through before it was authorized by the black man falsely so-called King James. Oh, yeah.
For those of
you don't know, now you know.
Bring it out.
Now you know.
Okay? Y'all didn't know that we ruled in the medieval times from 193 A.D. to 1453. Right? See, because y'all don't know the truth. I always say to know where you're going, you must know where you come from.
That's right.
All right? So let me try to get into this topic. Every time I try to get in, I got bloop. Spirit come on me. I got to bring stuff out. Maybe it's for a reason.
Bring it out, Cap.
Maybe today ain't the day for this topic.
It's necessary, Cap.
I don't know. I don't know. I just see, you know what it is, brothers? I see stuff and sisters that are listening. I see stuff all week, man. I see the stuff going on in the news. I see stuff all week going on, man, with our people. I see that all it is going on with all this jabbing that they're trying to force us with all this disease and everything. I know that that's scriptural, right? But I know that it's trying to destroy us.
Right.
They've always trying to destroy us. And then I recognize, give me Revelation 12, 17. I'm just going to have to do it, man. Please forgive me, brothers and sisters. I'm going to try to get into to episode 4. By the way, if you haven't seen episode 1, 2, and 3, I highly recommend you go see it, all right? That way you could catch up with this. Leon, your leisure, man, a lot of great information on there, man. All right, go ahead.
This is the book of Revelations, chapter 12 and verse 17.
Really? Uh-huh.
And the dragon was wroth.
The dragon is the Caucasians, known as Esau. All right, because their God is the devil. So that's also the devil, because the devil, who the Most High God created, when you read Job, he can't do nothing unless the Lord gives him permission.
That's right.
And back in Genesis, he granted that the devil would be the God of the Caucasian man and woman. If you don't know, now you know. All right. So that same devil knows that he got no purpose anymore once we go back to our rightful place and roll a ship. So he's trying to hang on. Go ahead.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman.
The dragon was angry. Wroth is ass, a deep form of anger with the woman. All right, give me that in I liken you to a comely woman. And what is it in Jeremiah?
Yes, sir.
All right, give me that in Jeremiah, because we're called a woman. The nation of Israel is called a woman. When you read 12:1, 12:1, it talks about the woman with the 12 stars.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think it's Jeremiah 6:2. Is it?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 2.
Uh-huh.
I have likened the daughter of Zion.
The daughter of Zion. Zion means Israel. It's another name for Israel. Go ahead.
To a comely and delicate woman.
To a comely and delicate woman. That's how the Most High looks at her. So now go back to 12:17.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 17.
Bring it.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman.
Esau and the devil are angry with the Israelite nation. Why?
And went to make war with the remnant of her seed.
And as a result of their anger, they made to make war with a remnant of the seed. We're the remnant. When you read Isaiah, it says, unless there was a remnant, we shall all be as Sodom and as Gomorrah. Okay, because you see that spirit running rampant. That lesbian, this nig, pregnant.
Wow.
Opposing. I don't know what that's. It's
witchcraft.
He posing with a... What the, man? Are you kidding me?
Straight with rich crap.
Little Nas X is his name or some crap? Now he's posing with a belly and flowers around his head. And that, come on, man.
Yeah, no.
Go ahead.
And went to make war with the remnant.
How are they
of
making
seed?
War? How are they making war, forcing us to take jabs? This whole thing that they created, okay? This whole pandemic. All right, not saying it's fake, because our people are dying from it.
Definitely.
Okay? And not to be conspiratorial, man, but trust me, we know who made that thing. Okay? And they're evil.
Right.
All right?
And went to make war with the remnant of her seed.
Uh-huh.
Which keep the commandments of God.
Which do what?
Which keep the commandments of God.
That's the whole issue. Give me Ecclesiastes 12:13. Because they understand this, but we don't. Hold that. We're going to read that again. We're going to put some flavor on that thing. Go ahead.
This is the book of Ecclesiastes.
12:13.
Chapter 12. Yeah. Verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Here's the Bible. Genesis to Revelation, brothers and sisters. Hmm. It's very simple.
That's right.
This is very... What you're going to read is so doggone simple, which again, going back to Mr. and Mrs. Pastor...
Word.
And I say Mrs. because in their evil, they are teaching when a woman is not allowed to teach according to the commandments of the Most High God in the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
And they know that scripture. I shall not suffer a woman to teach.
Right.
They say you're taking that out of context, Cat.
Oh, I'm out of context. Okay. We'll see when Christ returned, the black Messiah, which you don't teach either.
Right.
When he returned, if it was taken out of context. But go ahead.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Here's the conclusion of the whole matter from Genesis to Revelation, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, falsely so-called, who are the Jews that the Bible speaks of, who are the Israelites. Go ahead.
Fear God.
Fear God.
And keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
For this is the whole duty of man.
That's all it is. What's so hard about that? Y'all make it hard because you're wicked and you love your wicked ways. Read yours.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 17.
Just get straight to the point about the commandments.
Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
The testimony of Jesus Christ. You find that in Luke. Okay? 37 through 60, if I'm not mistaken. All right? That's the gospel. That's the testimony. Gospel means good news. Okay? All the prophets were teaching the gospel in the spirit of the Most High God. What were they teaching? That at one point in our lives, when we keep coming back, we're going to get it right eventually, those who are chosen.
Right.
And we're going to go back to our rightful place of rulership for good. That's the gospel. That's the good news. You know what else is the gospel? That the black Messiah only came. Matter of fact, now you got to get it. See, you took me there. You took me there. You took me there, bro. We got to bring it out. I don't know. Maybe we're not going to get into the topic. I don't know. I don't know. I had no intentions on going over what I'm going over. We're going to start at, I'm sorry, I said 37. We're going to start at 68. 68, we're going to read straight down to 74.
It's the book of Luke.
And we're not, and guess what? I'm not straying away from what the topic of the radio show as a whole is.
That's right.
Right? Because guess what the name of the show is? The Power Hour. So we bring it hard on the Sabbath. Mm-hmm. In 1 hour, you're going to get as much deep stuff as possible. I'm not talking about prophecy and nothing. You're going to get some deep basics.
That's right.
Right?
Milk.
Right. Yeah, you're going to get the necessary deep milk. You're going to get the almond milk.
Right.
Pasteurized, homogenized crap that we drink now. Dang. You're going to get the real milk, the sincere milk.
That's right.
That's what you're going to get during this hour. But also, it's called the Power Hour, right? Latin, Native Latin and Black Lost History. Right? So y'all never knew that the conclusion of the whole matter was fear God and keep the commandments.
That's right.
Right.
Or y'all probably heard and were taught was fear God. But if there's no substance with that, what are you fearing him for? Why are you fearing him?
Fear brings forth action.
That's right. That's right. Okay? And laws and biblical topics. So we in range.
Right.
We in range. Go ahead.
This is the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 68.
Here's the gospel. Here's the testimony, okay, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Go ahead.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Of everybody.
Of Israel.
In the New Testament, right?
Yes, sir.
The book of Luke. You're telling me Mr. Pastor, Mrs. Pastor don't know this? Come on. They love them some Luke, too.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people.
His people. And guess what? Give me Deuteronomy 7. We're going to read 6 through 8. We're going to precept this thing. Okay, because to know the New Testament, you must know the Old Testament.
Right.
Because all Christ taught, all the prophets in the New Testament taught, was the Old Testament. If you don't know, now you know. Bring it.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7 and verse 6. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Uh-huh. Give me Deuteronomy 1 and 1. So we can know who we don't want to lose the context, right? Uh-huh. We're going to do this. No, and this is no disrespect, like we're going to teach that with five-year-olds, right?
Yes, sir.
Keep it very simple.
This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 and verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
All Israel. Now go, okay? So we don't lose the context. We already know what the book of Deuteronomy is going to be about. Go ahead.
For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God.
Israel is a holy people to the Lord thy God. Go ahead.
The Lord thy God have chosen thee to be a special people unto himself.
Unto himself. We're his possession. We're his. That's it. You know how you have your favorite thing, whatever that thing is, that's mine.
Right.
Okay? We're his. I had an Edomite one time told me, he saw my shirt with the black Christ. This was many, many, many years ago, man. I was at a truck stop.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at it. He was mad. He was like, I'm his. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. I told him just like that. Now give me my food, dude. Right? Of course, I said it after my food was in the bag and everything.
Right, right.
Okay.
Use wisdom.
Uh-huh. Use wisdom. Go
above
ahead.
All people.
Above all people. I went over this on Wednesday, how the other nations are nothing when you read Isaiah 40:22. When you read 2 Ezra 6:54. Go ahead.
Above all people
uh-huh.
that are upon the face of the earth.
Upon the face of the earth, and nothing changed, because we also read Ecclesiastes 4, where it talks about there's no end to the people from the past. They're still here. So we were above all people back then. We're above all people today. And will, once the Black Messiah returns forever and ever. Go ahead.
The Lord. Oh.
The book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 68. Blessed be the
you
Lord.
You were done on that? You were done?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Go ahead.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Uh-huh.
For he hath visited and redeemed his people.
His people. Let's prove that. Give me Matthew 1:21, brother. Give me Matthew 1:21. Mr. and Mrs. Pastor love themselves some New Testament, right? Why don't they bring this out? Bring it. Bring it hard. Go ahead.
This is the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son.
Uh-huh. This talk about Mary's going to bring forth Christ. Go ahead.
And thou shalt call his name Jesus.
Why?
For he shall save his people from their sins.
From their sins. Jesus means Savior. Who is he here to save? Let's read 68 again. Luke 1 and 68.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel.
Uh-huh. Of Israel.
For he hath visited and redeemed his people.
His people. How did he redeem us? By him being the ultimate sacrifice, okay, which is the new covenant when you read Hebrews 8 and 8, right? Hebrews 10, all right? That's all that meant, that he was going to sacrifice his son, his only begotten son. What? For we could continue to sin? No, to give us grace to get it right.
That's right.
Hence, Revelation 7, saying 12,000 men, because the men are the flock of his, are the sheep of his flock.
Right.
Right. I'm paraphrasing. 12,000 men were going to be sealed with what we're going over now, with the law, statutes, and commandments. We're going to know that you have to fear God. We're going to know the conclusion of the whole matter. We're going to know who that they are Israelites. And once they were sealed, then we're going back home. That's thus saith the Lord, Selah. Go ahead.
Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people,
uh-huh.
and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David,
right.
as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began.
Didn't I just mention that? Everything in his Bible are the prophets.
Right.
Y'all always hear me say, from Genesis to Revelation are the commandments. There's laws in there. Some of y'all may ask, well, y'all said there's over 600 laws. Yeah, they're in the Bible, Genesis to Revelation.
Right. Hmm.
And there's not only that are they in the Bible, there's examples of how we're supposed to apply them and how what happens when we don't apply them.
Exactly.
This is our playbook. This is the road to the Super Bowl for y'all sport fanatics. You follow this, you're going into the kingdom of heaven.
Hey, Kev, they say the things are written aforetime, written for our learning.
That's right. That's right. So how do you dismiss the Old Testament?
Right.
Just based on that alone. Right?
Exactly.
But more importantly, I went over there at length, man. Romans 9 is another conclusion of the whole matter.
Yeah. That's the conclusion.
Okay? Everywhere is the conclusion of the whole matter. There, let me try to get in some of this episode 4 here. It's still episode 4. All right, so give me the map again of the world as known to the Hebrews with the Shem, Japheth, and Ham. Put that up there. I'm just going to do a quick refresher. I went over this on Wednesday. All right, quick refresher. All right, no, give me the other one, the color, the one that's, yeah, that one right there. Make it big, please. All right, so we were focusing on Japheth. I left off with Bishop Nathaniel's video that he did many years ago stating that the original Greeks were black, and he was going into proof and what he meant on that. Okay? So we started with Japheth. All right? We started with Japheth. So there was something I wanted to bring. Oh, okay. Yes. Give me that. Now also give me the picture. So look at this map here, right? Look at this map here, and now give me the modern map that I put that shows Africa and the whole Eastern Hemisphere. Give me that, please. Yeah. This, what you're seeing here, brothers and sisters, is Crafty Council. Crafty Council. These are the names that they gave to the eastern part of the hemisphere once Esau conquered that whole side. And you're going to see how they went about it. When you keep it here. Keep it here. I want to say, scroll down. Let them see the top. The top. Let's look at this for a minute. Let's meditate on this for a minute. Scroll down. I want to see Spain. I want to see Italy. I want to see all that. No. Yeah. North. Let's go north. Maybe that'll help you. Let's go north. Go north a little more, sir. North. Boy, I ain't never going to travel with you in the wilderness, boy. Jeez.
That's far north.
Boy, we'll be going in a circle. We'll be going around the same mountain, man, like we did when we were in the wilderness. What the?
That's far
I'll just mess with you, producer. Yeah. You know I got to put some levity in this. Hold on. I want to focus. Go north. North. A little more north. Is that as far north as it could go? That's what it is? Okay, I got you, man. All right. Okay. Now, circle with the cursor the area where Japheth, according to the after the flood, how the world, how that part of the world looked. All of that. You see the Black Sea up there, right? You see the Caspian Sea to the right of that. Let's see there. You should see the Caucasus Mountains, Georgia, Russia up in that area. Okay, this is how it looks today, right? Somebody asked, a caller asked, or not a caller, a viewer asked, is Russia considered Esau? Yes, very much so. That's just a crafty name that they gave them. And I also mentioned Poland and all that area, Germany. They all Esau. They all Edomites, according to the Bible. And we're going to prove all of that in these episodes. So stay tuned, man. Hang on for the ride, because this is going to be long, man. This is only episode 4, okay? And I usually only get to teach this on the Sabbath, and I only got an hour. So hang in there, man. Lord willing, life lies. We're going to go for this long, deep journey. All right. Truth shall set you free. All right. So now let's go back to the after the flood map. There's something else I want you to see. Hold on. On this one right here, you see how the land of Israel is connected with Africa. Bishop has brought this out at length, how they created the Suez Canal to make sure that it's separate in these last days to confuse more crafty counsel. To make sure that it's separate. I know they'll say it's for trade and all of that stuff. I'm not disputing that. But what was their main cause of that?
That's the cover up.
Right, that's the cover up. All right. It's separated through the Suez Canal. Now they're no longer part of Africa. But when you look at the map here, they were connected. All right. They were connected, man. They love mocking our Lord, man, and mocking us, man. All right. So let's go now to Bishop's video. We'll go as far as we can. We only got 15 more minutes. This is where we left off on Wednesday. So go back and watch it. The Wednesday's episode is episode 3, all right, which you will find on YouTube and Facebook. They blocked my account on Facebook, by the way. You know how they put down that these are spam?
Right.
Which I don't spam, 'cause I don't even use that thing. I just strictly just share stuff from the social media team and everything, you know, to spread the word, right?
Right.
So I don't spend, that's not my thing. I hate social media. I'm doing it for this truth, right? Because it's an outlet. I recognize the power in it. So they got me, they've been doing it like crazy, right? And every time they do it, right, that they accuse me allegedly of spam,
right,
I'm able to go ahead and click on it. You know how you could dispute it and say I disagree. They ain't even let me do that. I click on it, man, it's just spinning. So now, which means what? I can't clear that.
Right.
I can't even log out because they're not letting me go in.
Cap, you just brought out they're going to make war with them. They keep the commandment.
Yo, but you see how slick they're trying to do it under the guise of, oh, it's spam.
Right.
That ain't no damn spam, man. I put one of each. Spam is when you put the same thing a lot of times. I don't do that.
Right.
And it was Northern Kingdom stuff that they're flagging me on. You talk about them being mad? You think they ain't got no damn Northern Kingdom that don't know their Northern Kingdom working for Facebook?
Right.
Or they got some damn Edomites that learn Spanish in school. You see what I'm saying about the war, man? So I can't get in, man. I don't know when the hell's going to happen. Damn devils. Go ahead.
Here's another book by Frank M. Snowden.
Can you raise the volume, please?
Called Blacks in Antiquity. We're on page 22. The physical characteristics of Ethiopians are archaeological evidence. Let's get to the point here.
And obviously, y'all could see this video on your own time, but I'm tying it in with the topic. Okay? Go ahead.
I'm going to start at the word hence. Hence, the long history of the Negro in classical art must be examined for the light that it throws on certain physical types which the Greeks and Romans had in mind whenever they used the word Ethiopian.
All right, stop right there for a minute. So again, just to refresh your memories, the northern part, okay, as we saw on the modern map, back in the ancient map, the world as known to the Hebrews was all part of the land that the Mosai, that's the land that the Mosai gave to Japhet, one of Noah's sons. Okay, I hope y'all saw that. All right, so listen closely. Go ahead.
And for a record of many Negroes seen at different periods on the streets of Alexandria, Athens, with Athens, Greece, Rome, Kittim, okay, and elsewhere. The significance of the word Ethiopian, unless supplemented by archaeological evidence, cannot be fully understood. So this author writes that the Greeks and Romans used the word Ethiopian many times in describing dark-skinned people. It says, and without archaeological evidence, cannot be fully understood. Why he always did that? Okay, let's go over to the beginning of this chapter. Art in some respects, more valuable than literature as a source of information for anthropological data, because it tells us much that the texts do not about the amount of prognathism or its total absence, the extent of, you know, giant words here, meaning you need art to identify who the Greeks were, who Rome was, who the people are that are being referenced. Okay, in the same book, Blacks and Antiquities, I'm going to jump down to the what they say about the wars in Greece. We all saw the movie, what was it? Troy, where you had Achilles and Agamemnon, whatever you say his name. Watch this. In a description of another scene of the Trojan War, Philostrophus notes that the pure black of Memnon's face, you remember Memnon, that was the guy Achilles couldn't stand, shows a certain ruddiness, that means youthfulness, okay, and adds that in Ethiopia, Memnon was transformed into a statue of black marble. Further, in earlier accounts, Memnon had been referred to as a king of the Ethiopians or as a leading Ethiopians to Troy, and no mention was made of his color. In the Roman period, however, Memnon was considered at times definitely black and Ethiopian. Now I'm going to go to page 48 to show you what this Greek Memnon looked like, because they're saying he's Ethiopian.
All right, so now let's remember that movie Alexander, right? Was it? No, Troy. It was Troy. Yeah. Troy. All right, they showed him all as Edomites, right?
Right.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Let's go to page 48, shall we? Oh, here we go. This is the art they were talking about that you need. Detail of heads of Memnon and Negroes from black figured amphora. 530, what's the year in this? 530 years before Christ. And this is about 200 or something years before Alexander, the Greek. Look at Memnon. Look at his soldiers with him, all black.
You can't refute that. You can't refute that. Okay? You go to the Smithsonian or the Library of Congress, and all this stuff is in there. Why? Because they know. They keep a diligent record of all of our accounts. Of all of our accounts. Y'all remember the movie, the ending of Raiders of the Lost Ark? Probably before y'all time. Y'all ever saw that movie? At the ending of it, remember that, they found the Ark, supposedly. And at the end, you see a guy, I think it was that one. They put it in a crate, nail it together, and you see the guy, they show the guy pushing it, and then the camera widens out, and you see all the crate, thousands and thousands of crates. That's the Smithsonian Museum. That was going to be buried away, but not forgotten, because, you know, they mark everything, they label everything, because they're organized.
Right.
It's us that we have issues with being organized, right? They put it away in there. Stored in there is all of these relics, all of these artifacts, all of the proof and the truth that the Bible talks about in there. They keep it hidden. But it ain't hidden anymore.
Sorry.
It ain't hidden. They tried. Right? Give me Job 5 and 12. They've tried. They've tried. And I want you to get 2 Ezra 6, and we're going to start at 53. I'm going to close out with this. We'll continue that. This may lead us right into I got 9 minutes.
You want to know?
Let me get him first.
Okay.
This is the book of Job, chapter 5, and verse 12.
Let's not lose the point. They've tried to hide this truth, to bury the truth. I did a class many, many years ago, I did an updated one based on the book Flame of Resistance, with Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. And just in the prologue alone, the opening of the book, it talks about that the Spaniards try to hide the truth. It uses that analogy in there. All right? Y'all could go back and find it, okay? I have myself teaching it in camp, and I have myself teaching it actually 3 times because I've done it here, updated, and one in the old school. All right? So you could find it. Go ahead.
This is the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 12. He disappointed the devices of the crafty.
He disappointed. They try to bury all that stuff. They've tried to bury who the true Israelites are, so much so that they put Caucasian people in our land to perpetrate the lie.
Right?
Scripture says that we're going to go back to our land when the black Messiah returns. How the hell they got that? I ain't seen no Messiah return.
Right.
Let alone being black. Woolly hair, as he be burned in the furnace. Lies, man, lies. Go ahead.
So that their hands cannot perform their enterprise.
Guess what? Some of their enterprise, their main enterprise from there that is not going to be allowed to be performed is the truth.
That's right.
The truth of who the true Jews are.
Right.
That's what's not. It's a fixed fight. Isaiah 46 and 10 says that. That's it on that?
Yes, sir.
So now, this is all going with along the same theme. Because I was thinking about this week. Because a lot of Christians like to say, oh, well, we all came from Adam.
Yeah.
You know what? That's one thing that you Christians are right about.
Right.
And it ties in with this topic. Because guess what? Noah, who was the father of Japheth, Shem, and Ham, when you look, go back to the map, to the mosaic map, was from the lineage of Adam. The Adam.
Right.
Okay? Remember, he was saved because he was just. The lineage of Adam was just. They were chosen by the Most High God.
Hmm.
The Adam, not the other Adam, which represent the other nations.
Right.
Okay? So, yes. We did come from Adam. But guess what? In the infinite wisdom of the Most High God, he allowed Noah to have 3 sons.
Right.
And just like Jacob and Esau were born from the same mother and father, yet the scripture says in Genesis 25, there are 2 nations.
Right.
These 3 sons that came from Noah and his wife were 3 forefathered nations. If you don't know, now you know. Right?
Right.
So let's go ahead. I want to start at 53 for a reason, because this ties in with Ecclesiastes 12:13, with what we read in Galatians with Paul. Go ahead.
This is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6, verse 53.
Uh-huh.
Upon the 6th day, thou gavest commandment unto the earth.
What did the Most High God do?
Upon the 6th day, thou gavest commandment unto the earth.
I've brought this out at length a lot of times. The earth is 70% water, they say, more or less. Right?
Right.
Which means that only 30% is land.
Right.
How does the ocean know not to cover up the whole land? It has a commandment.
Right.
How does the moon know never to come out during the daytime? Although now it's just weird. It's weird. I see it in the daytime too. But how does the moon know what it's supposed to do? Because it had a commandment. Right?
Right.
It's the lesser light, right?
Right.
The greater light was the sun. How does the sun know what it's supposed to do? How do the trees know what they're supposed to do? How do the insects, think about it, a fly, y'all know how I feel about flies? It knows what it's supposed to do besides pissing me the hell off, right?
Right.
It knows that it's supposed to come from SH and eat up some of the stuff. The Most High is a mastermind. I ain't even trying to question. Only Solomon knew all that stuff to the point where he said, study the ant. Right? Study the ant, how they go about their business, how they move.
Right.
So I go here because it says, on the sixth day he gave commandments unto the earth. Go ahead.
That before thee it should bring forth beasts, cattle, and creeping things.
That was a commandment. And the earth obliged. The ocean, even on high tide, has a limit. Doesn't come all the way on unless the, in the Most High guy's wrath, as we just seen in Ida, because let's not mistake it. When it hit New York, the tri-state area, it was a tropical storm.
Right.
And look at the damage it did. Imagine if it was a hurricane category 5. New York would be underwater like supposedly Atlantis is.
Right.
Think about when it hit Louisiana. It was, I believe, a category 4.
Yeah. When it hit.
And it didn't do the same amount of damage. It did a lot of damage, of course.
Right.
That it did, or did maybe almost equivalent, maybe a little more than what it did in New York.
Right.
A tropical storm killed, I think the number's like 47 people in the New York area, the tri-state area.
Damn!
That's the power of the Most High God. He controls all of that.
Right.
He sows the storm. The scripture says it in Proverbs. You know where that's at, man? I think it's when he speaks, it rains and all of that stuff. Hold on, I got it, man. Damn, how much time I got? Still got a little bit of time. I know where it's at. Hold on. Got this thing. Listen to this. Watch this. Watch this. Give me Job. I'm sorry, not in Proverbs. Give me Job 37 and 6. Oh, yeah, yeah. I had the number 5 right. Okay, give me Job 5 and 10, and then one of your other brothers get Job 37 and 6.
This is the book of Job, chapter 5 and verse 10. Who giveth rain upon the earth and sendeth waters upon the field.
That's talking about the Lord. The Most High God sent all of this. Okay? Give me Job 37 and 6.
The book of Job, chapter 37, verse 6. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth.
He tells the snow when to come down. Go ahead.
Likewise, to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength.
Woo, we just saw that. That's the Most High, man, bringing his wrath onto the earth. Y'all play if you want to play. All right, go ahead. Finish reading. We'll close out with 2nd Ezra. Go ahead.
The book of 2nd Ezra, chapter 6, verse 53. Upon the sixth day thou gavest commandment unto the earth, that before thee it should bring forth beasts, cattle, and creeping things.
Okay, but here's the main point, right? Because we all come from Adam. Here we go.
And after these, Adam also, whom thou madest Lord of all thy creatures, of him come we all.
Y'all correct, Christians. Ooh, y'all think y'all got it up on us, huh? We shall see. Go ahead.
And the people also whom thou hast chosen.
But now he mentions that from the people that all came from Adam, there's a people that he chose. We read that in Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8. We also read that in Luke 1, 68 through 70.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
All this have I spoken before thee, O Lord, because thou madest the world for our sake.
And by the way, this is the same Ezra that's in the Bible. Okay?
Right.
Okay, go ahead. He made the what?
He made the world for our sake.
Uh-huh, for our sakes. Go ahead.
As for the other people.
As for the other nations.
Which also come from Adam.
Okay, there you go, Christian. So you're right. But there's some other people that came from Adam that nothing good's going to happen to.
Thou hast said that they are nothing.
Woo! They are nothing. Guess what? I got to sing it again. I sang it on Wednesday. Nothing from nothing means nothing.
Right.
Go ahead.
But be like unto spittle.
Spittle, man. That's not even spit. That's the spit of the spit. The little thing. Go ahead.
And has likened the abundance of them.
Excuse me. The abundance means the majority of them, of all of them. Go ahead.
Unto a drop that falleth from a vessel.
Drop that falleth from a vessel. All right, go ahead.
And now, O Lord, behold, these heathen.
Those same people that are nothing, the true heathen. Go ahead.
Which have ever been reputed as nothing.
Because you said, Lord, they've always been nothing.
Have begun to be lords over us.
And this is what we're seeing on the earth today. It's lords over us so much so that they have lied and kept what I am bringing out, what we all bring out in IUIC from the leadership on down, bishops on down, history based on biblical texts. True history on who we are, what our true nationality is, you blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, falsely so-called another invention. Go ahead.
And to devour us. But we, thy people, whom thou hast called, thy firstborn.
Uh-huh. Deuteronomy 7, 6 through 8 said the same thing. Go ahead.
Thy only begotten and thy fervent lover.
Uh-huh. Fervent lover. That's a heavy love he got for us. Go ahead.
Are given into their hands.
Uh-huh.
If the world now be made for our
so
sake.
So Ezra's asking, Lord, I know this is true, but again, we told, if this be word for us, for our, if the world was made for our sakes, and we're your chosen, go ahead.
Why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure?
Because they were going through it back then, too.
Yes, sir.
Right.
All right. So with that, brothers and sisters, we're going to close it. Don't want to step on a bishop's class. All right. Tune in next Wednesday. I'm sure we'll, Captain Yashua will be going over a different topic. But next Sabbath, Lord willing, life lasts. We will be episode 5. Episode 5 of The Invention of the Negro and Caucasian People. So enjoy the rest of the Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Thank you for your viewership. Like, share, comment, subscribe, share this, share this, share this, share this. Our people need to hear this. Time is short. A lot of things happening in the earth. All right? Things are moving quick. All right? With that, we say, you guys got anything?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Okay. Shalom.
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 Balance, right? Y'all didn't step over me, but y'all,
yes, sir.
Y'all participated. Wow, I need to read. I'll be going quick, and you already see how things happen. None of those things, I didn't have none of that written down.